Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. How are you today? Happy Saturday to you. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, with Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. Today we have a wonderful segment. God is trying to bring everything together. Everybody play their part. Everybody have a piece of the work. And God is getting ready to do explosions. But we're going to give you a couple of scriptures from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th through the 12th verse. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse. Our emphases are coming from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 12th verse. It says here, "For as the body is one, and have many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." So you see, God has a plan that's in place. And he didn't have to think about it, or he didn't have to, visionary to see, before time. He is the only unmatchable, unbeatable, incredible God that foresee everything, every future, every individual, and every individual that's playing an intricate part in this great plan of God. Now, what God has is a piece of work assigned to each and every one of us, and it's done as a part of one's duty. So, what are you saying? So, what I'm saying is, we're many members, but we are one body, but God has every one of us playing a part in this great vision, in this move of God. And he has wonderful works and miracles, and he's building, not only building leadership, but he also building character skills. He is building purpose, and he's building a legacy to leave behind. Because your children, as many as the Lord shall call, amen, has a part in this great revival, in this great vision. So God is letting us know that we are to be a part of it, amen, and we're supposed to search and seek out what is our part. It's like a diamond in a rough. So that means that we have to seek and search God out to find out where do we belong, what part do we play, and what what is our role concerning his great plan? God execute a plan that is so perfectly joined together and fitly, it fits. And if every individual will be led by the Spirit of God, they will be able to function smoothly and the operation will go wonderfully and perfectly in his eyes, according to his riches and glory. So you see, the thing about it is we all have ministry. We all play a part. Your ministry may not be my ministry, but you have a ministry, whether it's a ministry of singing, a ministry of speaking, or whether it's a ministry of your family or a ministry, you know, in the, being an administrator, a supervisor, a manager, a director of an operation or organization. But you play that part in the ministry. Your part is to gather the souls to Christ. How do we gather souls to Christ? By the attributes of our God, by building not the leadership, but the character of God, having the attributes of God. Now, the scripture says in the book of Ephesians, just to make it a little bit clearer for each and every one of us, it's from 4th chapter and the 16th verse. It says, from him the whole body joined and held together by every support or ligament that grows and builds itself up in love as each other part does its part, its work. So when God put us all together and we link together with the same mind and the same judgment, we that are God's people speak the same thing. We have all things in common. We may have different duties, however, but we will speak on the same language. We will speak the same dialect. God's people, amen, mind the same thing. I don't care what geographical location you come from. I don't care if Christ has anything to do with your life. Wherever you may be, we all are speaking the same thing. We are talking about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we're talking about building character. We're talking about building leadership. We're talking about building purpose. And we are building a legacy, a legacy to leave behind that our children's children, amen, may follow the road path. So we are togetherly joined together because God has a perfect plan that's so supported by his Spirit. And whatever God speaks, whatever come out, it is glued, it is concrete. Can't nothing move it. None of these things move it. The only way that it can be destroyed is there is not a realness. If it's not real, if it's fake, if it's a phony, if it's a lookalike, it can destroy a whole lot of things. But when you're built up in Christ Jesus, when you've been born again of the water and of the Spirit and filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, we are more than a conqueror. We are more than conquerors. Amen. We are to pull down the stronghold. We are to pull down every evil imagination. We are to speak the word of God with power and authority. God is letting us know that we are joined together and we are held together with his support. The alignment, God has alignment, and it is so fitly joined together that nothing can separate us from the love of God. John 10:10, it says, a stranger, we will not hear their voice. But we know the voice of the Lord, and we will not err, we will not deter, or we will not follow after a strange voice. So we know the voice of the Lord. And so therefore, we are fitly and supported in alignment with God. And then we grow. And then we build ourselves in love and as a part of the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have a portion, a part to play. Every individual that is born under the sun has a part and an assignment from God. Now, if you think about, if you were moved from the equation, if you had not been born, if you were dismissed, and when you're not playing and doing what God has called you to do, many things fold up, things are hindered, everything is delayed because you're not in place. And because you're out of place, and therefore it reconstructs the whole body. So what does that mean? It means that the whole body is supposed to function one of another. Everyone building, everybody's connected and joined together like a piece of puzzle. But when one part is not playing this part, when one part is not praying, when one part is not fasting, when one part is not having that relationship with God and talking to God and being a part of his purpose, of the plan of God, therefore it reconstructs the whole body. It does not stop the body, but it makes the body to reconstruct itself by its function. So therefore, that means that if you're not playing your part, if I'm not playing my part, if I'm not doing what God has called me to do, then we bring a hardship on the whole body. That doesn't mean that we're unfunctional or dysfunction. It just only means that we have to carry somebody else's weight. So therefore, when we have to carry somebody else's weight, therefore, the Lord, amen, intervised. He intervised by coming in, amen, and giving us that extra strength, giving us that extra blessing, amen. He just give us the power and authority. We become more stronger. So we are so happy about what God is doing. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. If you look at the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and read it, the 11th and 12th verse, it talks about that God has a plan for us. When you read it, God has a plan for us in place, and he will execute the plan for us, and he will be with us all the way to the end of the world. He did not say we wouldn't have trials or tribulation. He did not say that things will not attack you. He did not say that, but he said, I will be with you always to the end of the world. Amen. So he's there. The angels are there. And see, we have to be trained and we have to be taught and we have to fall in pursuit. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we must take care of what belongs to God. We must fight the good fight of faith. Amen. We must prove that God exists, that God lives forever, that the God that we'll serve are more than able and able to do all things but fail. So we thank God, amen, because the enemy comes in like a lion, but God, amen, will supersede. I'm telling you, God will supersede. He'll do anything. He'll do anything to distract you, to take your thought off your subject, try to take the thought, amen, and distract you, to have you to say things that are not correct and have you, amen, out of the anointing of God. God take care his own, my friend. All we have to do is be in the body of Christ. How do we be in the body of Christ? We have to sell out. We have to submit ourselves unto the righteousness of God, of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not bread or meat, but is of salvation, is of righteousness, is of holiness, God's provision, amen, is continuously provision, and he will provide. But we got to continue to be in him. You cannot look to the right nor to the left, because that's what the enemy does. The enemy comes to take your focus off God. His job is to overthrow you, to hinder you, to devalue you, to bring hardship. This is what the enemy does. This is what he does, and he does it well. But you have to be trained enough when the enemy come in that you're so focused that none of these things move you. You got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. You have to be strong in the Lord. The Bible says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. See, God has made us free, but that doesn't mean that we're not easily moved, because if you're not trained and built up in Christ, sometimes we are so easy moved and so easy trouble and so easy to distract. But when you have set your face like a flint, hallelujah, when you have, amen, praise God, have gone through the war, you have gone through the water, you have gone through the fire life, you have went through, amen, and God has built you up character. He has built up leadership. He has built up a purpose in you. You can do anything through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. How do I be born again? I'm an old man. I'm a young woman. How do I be born again? Do I enter into my mother's womb the second time to be born again? No, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You must take on Christ, be buried with him by baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Without the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sin. We to be made up all over again. When we are born again of the water and of the Spirit, we take on Christ. We take on the nature of God. He changes us. Amen. In Romans, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse, it tells us, amen, we are in this world, but transform the renewing of your mind. How do I transform the renewing of my mind? By reading the Word of God, by meditating, by soaking in the Word of God. Open up your heart and speak to God, and let God speak to your heart and minister to you. Let the angels minister to your spirit. And as it begin to minister, as it make you a believer, because faith come by hearing the word of God. And as it begin to make you over, as long as you continue in him, you are his disciple. We must, amen, continue. We cannot stop. We cannot be hindered. We can't let finance hinder us. We can't let nobody hinder us. We must go on. This is why the body, God is the body, and we are the many members. Even though sometimes we may have problems with one part of the body, but that doesn't mean that the body cannot continue the task that has that God has before us. That doesn't mean that we cannot function. Amen. God will give us the strength. He will give us the help that we need to get through. Amen. So he said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but in me you got peace. You got peace that the enemy tried his best to disturb you. He tried so hard to distract you. Do you understand that you got to be built up in it? This is the reason why we have to go through the different things at different times, because God is trying to, amen, praise God, be strong in the Lord, so we are not so easily distracted, so we're not so easily moved. Amen. Praise God. But we are bounding in the Word of God. Amen. We are unmovable, untouchable, unbeatable in Christ Jesus. But we got to put all our trust in the Lord. Now, he knows the plan that he has for us. That's Jeremiah, the 29th verse, 29th chapter, and the 11th and the 12th verse. He knows the plan. He knows the plan he has for you. And when we are not in the plan of God, we are dysfunctional. We are not good for the purpose that God has for us, because our purpose is to win souls. Our purpose is to reach someone. The purpose is to, amen, to let the love of Jesus Christ grow. The love that grows, amen, not temporarily, but the love that is solid. The love that loves, and it loves in spite of. The love that forgives. That love, amen, praise God, that will open up your eyes. That love, amen, will transform you. That love, amen, will make your life better, to make your life peaceful, to make your life happier. The enemy doesn't like it because he is not of God. And when you're not of God, you are of the devil. And when you're of the devil, you got all kind of troubles. You got all kind of aches and pains. You got all kind of hardships. You got all kind of misery. You have all different kind of infidelity. You have so much mischievous in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. This is impossible. It is impossible to please God when you are of the devil. You cannot play, amen, the devil advocate. You cannot, amen, love God and the devil too. You cannot love the world and God too. You got to make up your mind and choose this day whom you're going to serve. You will see the difference. What darkness, what Satan offers to you are temporal. They just for a moment, he loans them to you because it never was his from the beginning. He'll give you a shortness of happiness. He'll make you feel like that you got it all and you don't have it all because you don't have no peace, you don't have no love, you don't have no joy because it is not of God. God's love is everlasting. God's peace is everlasting. God's joy, nobody can give you but joy but God. You cannot find joy. You cannot buy joy. This is why we are in the body of Christ. We are fitly joined together, and we are alignment with God and his word, because it is a sure foundation. And it's not easily moved. We are glued. We are lined together with support of the legions of angels and of God. And when God speaks the word, it is done. When God speaks the word, it is finished. It is capiche. It is wonderfully, fitly joined together. So we are building up leadership. The enemy does not want you to build up leadership, because the leadership, amen, and people will follow when you have leadership. When you have leadership, a quality leadership, you have the love of Jesus Christ, and you spread in love, and you bring in joy, and you bring in peace, and you give in love to everybody, not respect the person. You don't have respect the person, or you live a certain area that makes you better than another person. Neither is your finance. And because you got all the money and you got all the money, you can do a lot of things that money can buy. That doesn't mean that you can buy love. You cannot buy friendship. You cannot buy true love. You cannot buy peace. You cannot buy a peace of mind. And so many is craving, wishing that they can have a peace of mind, that they can have some joy. If they could just pay for their to get well, that they could just pay to just sit down, eat a good meal, they could just pay, but they cannot. If I can just bring my friends back to life, if I can change the world, but you can't. But you can't. But you can do this. You can change you. God loves you. And God only has a plan for you. And this plan that he has for you is to prepare you to where you're going to be with him, eternal. A plan that is eternal, where there's no more sickness, no more death, no more disappointment. A plan that is so perfect. A plan that God has put in place. This is the preparation room. This is where we prepare. This is where we have to, amen, prove that the God that we serve is more than able. And he could do all things and never fail. He has never failed you yet. He's merciful. He's loving. He's kind. He's forgiving. He's understanding. He will be your friend. He is a counselor. He'll be your mother, your father, a friend that you never had. He will be there when no one else is there. God is who he said he is. And we have that chance. We have the right to serve him. We have that right to prove him. We have that right to give him a chance. We cannot judge. We cannot, amen, speak for God when we don't know God, when we have not built that relationship with God. Until you build that relationship, until you come a part of this great plan, this great move of God, there is no way that you can even say anything because you are being unwise, because therefore you don't know what you're talking about. But when you come a part of us, when you become of this great plan, this great move of God, this great mission that God has, you will never, ever forget the touch of God. When he touched you and when you've been born again, there is no other touch, there is no other feeling that you could ever describe that could ever compare to God's love. God is real. And he wants all of us to be a part of this body. He wants us all, because the simple thing is he has offered nothing but good news and glad tidings. That's all he ever done. And many times people, you know, get upset because it messes up their little schedule or their little lively lifestyle that they have, that it's going to destroy you. It will spoil you. It will offset everything that you have built, and nothing's good coming out of it. That is what God is trying to get you to see. The enemy comes in like a roaring lion. He comes in to seek who he may devour. He camouflages. He make up himself to look one way when he's not. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. He is a liar from the pits of hell. And he comes to deceive you. And when you do not have Christ, when you don't know the word of God, he will set you up and you become his prey. And you become snare. By his wickedness, by his darkness. And the only one that can deliver you is Jesus Christ. And many times people do not be delivered from because the choices that they made. But we are that one body, and we are that many members, and God made us all different and beautifully made for his glory, for his good pleasure. And then we are rewarded. We will receive that reward one day we will receive the crown of life, eternal life, immortality. So don't miss out. The doors is open for you, but the doors are closing. So choose this day whom you're going to serve. I want you to know that God loves you, and we love you too. And we are praying for you. We are rooting for you because we know that you are smart, that you are full of God's love and want to express your love. So know that you are of him and you have the right. Come home. You have the right because your Father has many servants. And God has opened up his arm for you to return back home. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Enjoy your day.